USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, the special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, broke his long silence about that probe and said that there was sweeping interference by Russia in the 2016 election. President Trump apparently didn't hear that part of Mueller's remarks, telling reporters outside the White House this morning,
"This is all about Russia, Russia, Russia. They don't talk about Russia anymore because it turned out to be a hoax. It was all a hoax. And then they say, gee, he fought back. Isn't that terrible? He fought back. Of course I fight back. Because it was a false accusation."
The president's saying he's going to make a big announcement about the southern border, perhaps later today or tomorrow, calling it his biggest statement so far concerning the border. He says it will focus on people coming into the U.S. illegally. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Just getting word that former Senator and Congressman Thad Cochran has died. The Republican represented Mississippi in the Senate for four decades, serving in the House from 1973 to 78. He was former chairman of the powerful Senate Appropriations Committee. He reportedly died peacefully at the age of 81. Word also has come that the man who set himself on fire outside the White House yesterday has died of his burns. Former Vice President and Democratic White House hopeful Joe Biden speaking at a Delaware Veterans Memorial earlier this morning.
"This is a place where we do believe that everyone should be treated equal. Everyone should be free. Everyone, everyone. And that's what these women and men have fought for."
First-time jobless claims last week coming in a little bit higher than they did the week before, but right in line with analysts' expectations. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Wall Street Journal claims the White House took extraordinary steps to keep the USS John McCain hidden during President Trump's state visit to Japan. The newspaper says it has a copy of an email ordering Navy and Air Force officials to keep the ship named after the late Arizona senator out of sight. To do so, they hung a tarp over the ship's name. Trump, who has often criticized Senator McCain, tweeted on Wednesday, quote, "I was not informed about anything having to do with the Navy ship USS John S. McCain during my recent visit to Japan." SpaceX is still looking to launch astronauts to the International Space Station before the end of this year. This despite a spacecraft exploding on the launch pad just over a month ago. That setback caused the destruction of the company's Crew Dragon vehicle, but no one was on board at the time, luckily. The spacecraft made a successful unmanned flight to the ISS in March, and SpaceX is hoping to start manned test flights again soon, taking into account what engineers learned from that explosion. And James Holzhauer's Jeopardy winning streak continues, Wednesday's episode marking the 30th straight win for the professional sports gambler from Las Vegas. As it stands now, he's less than $200,000 shy of Jeopardy legend Ken Jennings' record earnings. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.